Grace, peace, and mercy from God our Father and His precious Son, Jesus Christ. We want to welcome every one of you to our evening Bible study on this evening. And if there has ever been a time for the saints of God to pray, it is now. We must pray for those that are in authority and those that have no authority. We have got to pray in these last days because the world is really off course. But I thank my Father and His precious Son, Jesus Christ, that He has taken care of us. He's watching over us. He is keeping us in these last days. Our study for this evening will come from Acts chapter 25 and 26. So if you open up your Bibles to the book of Acts, chapter 25, we shall begin. And what we want you to know it at this point, Festus was explaining to Agrippa the things that happened with Paul. Verse 1 says, now when Festus was come into the province, after 3 days, he ascended from Caesarea to Jerusalem. Then the high priest and the chief of the Jews informed him against Paul and besought him and desired favor against him, that he would send for him to Jerusalem, laying wait in the way to kill him. But Festus answered that Paul should be kept at Caesarea and that he himself would depart shortly thither. Let them therefore, said he, which among you are able to go down with me and accuse this man, if there be any wickedness in him. So what Festus is saying is, if there are any witnesses, if there's anyone that can accuse Paul, I want you to come also. And when he had tarried among them more than 10 days, he went down into Caesarea, and the next day, sitting on the judgment seat, commanded Paul to be brought. And when he was come, the Jews which came down from Jerusalem stood round about and laid many and grievous complaints against Paul, which they could not prove. Complaints that could not be proven. They did the same thing to Jesus. They sent false witnesses that could not prove anything that was said. While he answered for himself, neither against the law of the Jews, neither against the temple, nor yet against Caesar, have I offended anything at all. Again, Paul is saying, I exercise myself having a conscience void of offense, not offending in the law, not offending in the temple or those in authority. You have no proof and no evidence. But Festus, willing to do the Jews a pleasure, answered Paul and said, will thou go up to Jerusalem and there be judged of these things before me? Festus was good for trying to please the people. This is the second time that he did something in such a way. Then said Paul, I stand at Caesar's judgment seat, where I ought to be judged. To the Jews, to have I done no wrong, as though thou very well knowest, you know for yourself. For if I be an offender or have committed anything worthy of death, I refuse not to die. But if there be none of these things whereof these accuse me, no man may deliver me unto them. I appear unto Caesar. Is this a bold statement or what? Anybody ready to die for truth? Anybody willing to stand up and say, if I have done anything, then I'm ready to die. If martial law was in effect, could they arrest you for being a Christian? Selah. Then Festus, when he had conferred with the council, answered, has thou appealed unto Caesar? Unto Caesar shall thou go. And after certain days, King Agrippa and Bernice came unto Caesarea to salute Festus. And when they had been there many days, Festus declared Paul's cause unto the king, saying, "There is a certain man left in bonds by Felix, about whom, when I was at Jerusalem, the chief priests and the elders of the Jews informed me, desiring to have judgment against him. To whom I answered, it is not the manner of the Romans to deliver any man to die before that he which is accused have the accuser face to face and have license to answer for himself concerning the crime laid against him." That's not happening today. Therefore, when they were come hither without any delay on the morrow, I sat on the judgment seat and commanded the man to be brought forth. Against whom, when the accuser stood up, they brought none accusation of such things as I supposed. Festus is explaining. When the Jews brought Paul, I did the right thing, and I sat on the judgment seat and heard the case. Any Roman accused has the right to stand before his accusers face to face. In hearing the matter out, Festus found out, Paul had been twice snatched from the hands of the Jews. He had been brought to Caesarea as a prisoner. 2 years before that, he had been tried once before the Sanhedrin and once before the governor of the province. He had laid 2 years in bonds. And the high priest and all the heads of the Jews nation united in accusing him. But when he had tried the case and heard their accusations, he found the crime laid to his charge, nothing could be proven. Verse 19 says, but had certain questions against him of their own superstitions. And of the one Jesus, which was dead, whom Paul affirmed to be alive. Jesus was the real issue here. This is what really the Jews were upset about. And because I doubt of such manner of question, I asked him whether he would go to Jerusalem and there be judged of these matters. Festus could not find reason to favor with the Jews. But when Paul had appealed to be reserved until the hearing of Augustus, I commanded him to be kept till I might send him to Caesar. The names Augustus and Caesar were used as terms of office. These were not their names. Each name meant the Roman emperor. At that time, this emperor was Nero. Then Agrippa said unto Festus, I would also hear the man myself. Tomorrow, said he, if thou shalt hear him. And on the morrow, when Agrippa was come, and Bernice with great pomp, and was entered into the place of hearing, with the chief captains and principal men of the city, at Festus' commandment, Paul was brought forth. And Festus said, King Agrippa, and all men which are here, present with us. Ye see this man about whom all the multitude of the Jews have dealt with me, both at Jerusalem and also here, crying that he ought not to live any longer. But when I found that he had committed nothing worthy of death, and that he himself had appealed to Augustus, I have determined to send him, of whom I have no certain thing to write unto my Lord. Wherefore I have brought him forth before you, and especially before thee, O King Agrippa, that after examination had I might have somewhat to write. For seemeth to me unreasonable to send a prisoner and not withal to signify the crimes laid against him. See, he was about to send a prisoner to Rome to appear before Nero without a charge to support it. So Festus was hoping Agrippa could help in the matter before he sent him. Chapter 26. Then Agrippa said unto Paul, thou art permitted to speak for thyself. Then Paul stretched forth the hand and answered for himself. I think myself happy, King Agrippa, because I shall answer for myself this day before thee, touching all the things whereof I am accused of the Jews, especially because I know thee to be expert in all customs and questions which are among the Jews. Wherefore, I beseech thee to hear me patiently. My manner of life from my youth, which was at the first among my own nation at Jerusalem, know all the Jews, which knew me from the beginning, if they would testify that after the most straitest sect of our religion, I lived a Pharisee. See, Paul is saying the Jews knew and were acquainted with him, and they were perfectly aware of his course of action. Verse 6 says, and now I stand and am judged for the hope of the promise made of God unto our fathers, unto which promise our 12 tribes instantly serve God day and night, hope to come. For which hopes, says King Agrippa, I am accused of the Jews. Why should it be thought a thing incredible with you that God should raise the dead? Agrippa believed in the true God and knew that God was omnipotent, which means unlimited power and authority. I verily thought with myself that I ought to do many things contrary to the name of Jesus of Nazareth, which thing I also did in Jerusalem, and many of the saints did I shut up in prison, having received authority from the chief priests, and when they were put to death, I gave my voice against them. And I punished them often in every synagogue and compelled them to blaspheme. And being exceedingly mad against them, I persecuted them even unto strange cities. Paul is admitting he was once a sharp and a bitter enemy to Christ and to all that believed in him. He forced the saints to run to heathen cities to escape his fury. Verse 12 says, whereupon, as I went to Damascus with authority and commission from the chief priests, at midday, O king, I saw in the way a light from heaven above the brightness of the sun, shining round about me and them which journeyed with me. And when we were all fallen to the earth, I heard a voice speaking unto me and saying in the Hebrew tongue, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? It is hard for thee to kick against the prick. And I said, who art thou, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. This is the third time this testimony has been spoken, and each time it is the same testimony. Verse 16 says, but rise and stand upon thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness both of these things which thou hast seen and of those things in which I will appear unto thee, delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles unto whom now I send thee, to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sin and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. Saints, this is the word of God spoken to us today. This is what we need to receive and see. We must be delivered from the Gentiles. We must open our eyes and turn from the darkness unto the light, that we may be forgiven of the things that we have done, that we may stand before our Father and Jesus Christ, holy and righteous. He is here for this purpose and reason, to tell others about the experience of Jesus. And we are here as well to witness and tell others about the goodness of Jesus Christ. He was here to testify who he had persecuted against, that he is alive and well in his soul. Verse 19 says, whereupon, O King Agrippa, I was not disobedient unto the heavenly vision. In other words, I was called to do this. Ask yourself today, what are you called to do? But show first unto them of Damascus and at Jerusalem and throughout all the coast of Judea, and then to the Gentiles, that they should repent and turn to God and do works meet for repentance. Anybody remember what Jesus said in Acts 1 and 8? But ye shall receive power, and after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, in all Judea, in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Paul says, for these causes the Jews caught me in the temple and went about to kill me. Having therefore obtained help of God. You see, when no one else is there to help you, God is. Amen. He said, I continue unto this day, witnessing both to small and great, saying none other things than those which the prophets and Moses did say should come. When you listen to ministers and messages on TV, if they spend more time tearing others down and they spend no time talking about Jesus, take heed to what you hear. Verse 23 says that Christ should suffer and that he should be the first that should rise from the dead and should show light unto the people and to the Gentiles. Roman tells us, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Verse 24 says, and as he thus spake for himself, Festus said with a loud voice, Paul, thou art beside thyself. Much learning doth make thee mad. But he said, I am not mad, most noble Festus, but speak forth the words of truth and soberness. See, when you really get serious for Christ, when you stop doing things others do, when you stop hanging around certain people, when you start talking what the Bible says, people will begin to think you are strange and call you mad. For the king knoweth of these things, before whom I also speak freely. For I am persuaded that none of these things are hidden from him, for this thing was not done in a corner. King Agrippa, believest thou the prophets? I know that thou believest. Paul was pleading his case before Festus and is now making his case before Agrippa. Paul has proven that the prophets spoke of Christ and is now asking, do you believe the prophets? King Agrippa was a Jew. Paul knew of his personal character. Actually, Paul is calling him out. Then Agrippa said unto Paul, almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. Agrippa's reply was half truth and half embarrassment. Paul's argument was strong, but the king's stand was stronger. He desired to remain popular with the Jews. Though he would not be converted, he could not deny the truth. His conscience was touched, though his heart was not renewed. How convincing is your testimony to others? How convincing is Christ's testimony to you? Verse 29 says, and Paul said, I would to God that not only thou, but also all that hear me this day were both almost and altogether such as I am, except these bonds. The word falling on Agrippa's ears were not just for his ears. And when he had thus spoken, the king rose up, and the governor Bernice, and they that sat with him. And when they were gone aside, they talked between themselves, saying, this man doth nothing worthy of death or bonds. Then said Agrippa unto Festus, this man might have been set at liberty if he had not appealed unto Caesar. In other words, he might have been gone free if he did not come this far. We could have released him if he had not appealed to appear before Caesar. The appeal was no doubt registered, and the business must not now proceed to a full hearing. Paul had to go before Caesar. It is not the governor's choice or up to the people. Festus could not let him go, nor could Agrippa. It is not up to Paul. It was the purpose of God. Mm-hmm. Things we go through is not by happenchance. Our responsibility and what God needs us to do is ordained by him. Mm-hmm. It will not be hard or impossible. It is done to make us free and others as well. But be like the prophet. Lord, here am I. Send me. All it takes is faithfulness and obedience. My time is up, and I thank you for yours.